This is Scott McCall, and welcome to another in our series of audio information presentations. The topic for this presentation is preparing to cross-country ski. While this is primarily for beginning skiers, some more experienced skiers may also find the information to be helpful. The suggestions presented here are based on my experiences as a totally blind participant in the Ski for Light program for the past 30 years. Some references will be made to specific exercises. However, this is not a prescription for an exercise or training program. While I have found that my overall level of fitness directly impacts my ability to ski, decisions related to exercise and training are purely personal and should be made in consultation with your healthcare provider. As you know, Ski for Light is a cross-country ski program. Cross-country skiing differs in several significant ways from downhill skiing. At Ski for Light, you and your instructor guide will be skiing in preset tracks. The trails used at Ski for Light are appropriate for beginners as well as more advanced or experienced skiers. The trails may wander through the woods, along streams, or just through the snow-covered countryside. One of the most enjoyable aspects of cross-country skiing is the opportunity to be out in nature, enjoying the sounds, smells, sights, or just the simple quietness that nature provides. Cross-country skis are long and skinny and considerably lighter than downhill skis. The boots used in cross-country skiing closely resemble a running shoe or a high-top hiking boot, and offer more flexibility than downhill ski boots. Poles are also used in cross-country skiing and assist in propelling you across flat or gently sloping terrain. In downhill or alpine skiing, you generally take a lift to the top of the hill or the mountain and ski down, allowing gravity to do much of the work. In cross-country or Nordic skiing, you will have the opportunity to experience the exhilaration of skiing downhill and the exertion of skiing uphill. As a beginner, you and your instructor guide will start out on flat or gently sloping terrain. As you gain confidence, you will learn specific skills to assist in going up and down hills. While you're learning these skills, you and your instructor guide will be developing your own communication system and becoming comfortable with the terminology used in guiding. In preparing for a week of cross-country skiing, I focus on three areas of fitness: balance, strength, and endurance. Since the best skiing occurs when you're upright on 2 feet, focusing on balance can be very important to your success. Paying attention to your balance and practicing some simple balance exercises prior to attending Ski for Light can be very beneficial. If you have access to a local fitness program or a knowledgeable trainer, you might inquire about specific exercises designed to improve your balance. Here are a couple of simple activities that you can practice on your own at home. Stand facing a wall with your feet slightly more than shoulder width apart. Gently flex your knees and begin a slight bouncing motion, allowing your arms to hang loosely by your side. Make sure that the bouncing motion occurs in your knees and not in your shoulders. At any time, if you sense a loss of balance, simply reach out with one or both hands and use the wall for stability. This simple exercise will give you the sense of bending your knees, which is important in many of the skills related to cross-country skiing. Now, remaining in the same basic position, reach forward with both arms, placing your hands on the wall. Then practice shifting your weight from one foot to the other. The ability to shift one's weight from one foot to the other is also very important in many of the basic cross-country ski skills. Once you're comfortable with the weight shift, practice lifting one foot a few inches and experience the sensation of all of your weight being supported on the other foot. Practice alternating first with one foot supporting your weight and then shifting your weight to the other foot. At first, you will probably want to keep both hands securely on the wall for stability. However, as you become more comfortable with this exercise, you may want to experiment with first removing one hand and then both hands from the wall. However, at any point when you feel a loss of balance, use the wall to regain stability. I find that this works best if I keep the knee that is supporting my weight slightly bent. Once you're comfortable with this exercise, you can create your own variations to improve your balance. While skiing along in the tracks, there will be occasions when you experience the sensation of losing your balance. Many of us have a tendency to throw our hands up in the air and begin to lean backwards in an attempt to regain our balance. This will almost guarantee a fall. When I feel that I am losing my balance, I try to remember to drop my hands and allow them to move slightly forward. It's also helpful to slightly increase the bend in my knees, the idea being to lower my center of gravity. I try to remember the advice given to me by a wise instructor guide many years ago. Remember that your balance is down close to the ground, not up in the air. As you begin to move around on your skis, you will quickly discover that this activity requires strength in both your upper and lower body. Again, if you have access to an exercise professional, inquire about strength building activities. For something you can do on your own, the best exercise that I have found for developing upper body strength is the old-fashioned push-up. Not a lot of fun, but extremely effective. Other activities for developing upper body strength can be something as simple as moving your arms in a swimming motion for an extended period of time, or simply moving your arms from front to back. Over the years, I have found that using light weights with these exercises is very effective. Starting out, you will probably find that your arms tire after a few minutes. However, if you're able to extend the time and use light weights, this can be a very effective way to build arm strength. These activities also help you become accustomed to keeping your arms loose and flexible. This will become very beneficial as you use your poles to assist in your cross-country skiing. As for building lower body strength, walking or jogging is hard to beat. If you have access to a treadmill, you may find that this is an easier way to increase both the speed and intensity of your workout. Cycling on a bicycle or an exercise bicycle is another excellent way to build lower body strength. As mentioned earlier, going uphill is definitely a part of cross-country skiing. Even a slight hill can leave one out of breath and feeling exhausted. However, as with balance and strength, Some simple exercises to increase endurance can prove to be extremely beneficial in preparing for a week at Ski for Light. While there are many exercise machines designed to increase your endurance, climbing stairs is hard to beat. Most of us have access to stairs, so if you really want to increase your endurance, use them. As your stamina increases, you can make several trips up and down the stairs to continue to develop your endurance. Of course, walking outside or jogging in a hilly terrain or cranking up the incline on a treadmill are excellent ways to also increase your stamina. Once your cross-country skiing begins, you will discover that this truly is a whole-body exercise activity. Flexibility is extremely important in your balance, in your strength, and in your endurance. And don't forget to stretch and warm up those muscles before engaging in any exercise activity. This is Scott McCall, and I look forward to seeing you at the next Ski for Light event.